Anchorage Library secured the $260,000 they needed for better connectivity and supplies. Other winners include community councils, the Anchorage Service Patrol, legal services, senior centers, and community centers. Losers include public transportation. Assemblymember Patrick Flynn, who represents downtown Anchorage, made a plea for the Assembly to support his amendment, keeping bus fares at 2013 levels.
It's not just that costs are going up, it's also that there's more demands for service. And, you know, I represent an interesting district. Half of it never uses the bus. Half of it depends on the bus more than any other part of town. And so I don't do this, you know, to get votes. I do it so people can get to work and so people can get home and so they can take care of their kids and support their families.
The Assembly rejected Flynn's amendment 8-3. It would have added $600,000 into the budget to maintain bus fares at current levels. Adult fares will go up to $2. Senior fares and anchor rides will also go up. The Assembly also rejected funding for a homeless coordinator, among other things. The municipality's chief financial officer, Lucinda Mahoney, explains that reductions were made in another area to offset some of the cost of the amendments.
All of the spending amendments totaled just over $1 million. And then Bill Starr had an amendment related to property tax relief of $500,000. And this was essentially reducing a budget in another area. So there were budget increases of $1 million and then a budget decrease of $500,000 for a net increase of $516,000.
The Assembly also approved a budget increase to help the financially struggling Anchorage School District by picking up the cost of police officers who work in schools. But sources say it's likely that Mayor Sullivan will veto the item. The mayor has line item veto power, which he may use within 7 days. The mayor's proposed budget would have increased property taxes by 2.7%. The Assembly's amendments will increase property taxes by 3.4%. The total budget is around $267,000. That's still $1.4 million under the tax cap and several million dollars less than last year's. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.